my inclination, Jake, is on the first day I'm inaugurated to say I'm going to ask the public for 100 days to mask. Just 100 days to mask. Not forever, 100 days. And I think we'll see a significant reduction if we occur that, and with that occurs with vaccinations and masking, to drive down the numbers considerably.
We are in a terrible place. We're seeing record numbers. We haven't even seen the post-Thanksgiving effects yet of holiday travel and gatherings yet. We should be seeing its effect in cases next week, hospitalizations, I guess, the following week. And the CDC is forecasting at this rate, we're going to see almost 20,000 COVID deaths Christmas week. Should people now cancel their travel plans for Christmas?
Yeah, I think they're going to have to make individual decisions, but I think we need to have, as a nation, seriously consider the things that we in the public health arena have been talking about of minimizing travel to the extent possible. Sometimes it's absolutely necessary.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
You can say plenty. That's Dr. Fauci.
I've been wearing a mask for 100 days.
Plus. Oh, I've been wearing them a lot longer than 100 days.
Plus.
Oh, just boy. Only 100 more,
just
100, Janet.
Just 100 more.
That's your new Christmas present from Dr. Joe Biden.
From Uncle Joe. Well, I don't know. If I have to wear the mask with the vaccine, that's probably not going to happen, Sleepy Joe.
It's probably not. No. Well, you're listening to our first broadcast of the Morning Jam. I don't want to talk a lot about that. We're here. We're just grateful to be here.
You know what? Well, I mean, there's certain things that you have to talk about because, you know, there's certain things they need to know.
Well, like my name's Mark Lamb.
Right. I'm Janet Rose. And our text number is 434-248-0704. We want you to know those numbers, know them well.
Yes.
As we want to hear from you, we also have our studio lines.
Our studio lines, 434-534-8500, and toll-free anywhere across the universe, 866-916-3776. A lot of sixes in there. Actually, there's 3, 4, 6s. Good thing there's not 3.
I know.
In the phone number. Right? We just have to change it
that
then.
Could be some, like, underlying message. We don't want that. No, indeed. Well, we have a lot to be thankful for, including many of you who have been very encouraging as we were getting ready to start this this adventure.
Facebook has blown up.
I know. They've been so kind. So it's good. I feel like I'm back home.
Yeah.
I feel like we should have played Welcome Back, Cotter. I had a listener send that to me, which I enjoyed very much.
It's a great song.
It is a great song, and so good to hear from all of you all as we're getting ready to take this on. Even brought you a little snow this morning.
Yeah, a little bit of snow and a little bit of this.
There it is.
Welcome back.
Of course, it's Janet. You're being welcomed back. I'm like, who's the new guy with Janet?
Well, no, for me, I feel like I should be playing this for Ruth Ann and Salty.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh my gosh, Salty.
Alan and Paul and
yeah,
Thomas and
Craig.
Yeah, Craig.
Because I was a listener. I would listen to you and Larry in the morning. I'd call in as Big Jim.
Oh, well, there you
so
that's
I'm,
right.
I'm Big Jim for all of you.
You were Big Jim. I do remember that.
Yeah.
So, of course, I guess this is as much for them as it is for me.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Yes.
There you go, Janet. Just
well,
for you.
The
request
snow,
lines are open.
Yeah, that's right. Snow's not going to amount to much, doesn't look like. It was nice... It was nice kind of driving in it, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad. However, there are some closings for those of you who are going to school. I don't know that many people are going, but...
And I have a story about homeschooling and how the numbers have spiked, but we won't talk about that right now.
But the numbers have spiked in homeschooling?
Yeah, big time across the country.
Well, yeah. I mean, out of necessity or...
Necessity.
Perhaps out of preference.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Out of... After watching, you know, like... Coming in the middle of your son's third grade Zumba class, you know, the Zooms or whatever they use, you know, for these particular schools, and they're finding out, what are they teaching my kid?
Right.
Honey!
That's right.
We're pulling them out
out of school.
That's right. After they're hanging out with the Zoom call. That could be the case. Yeah. I was talking to my nephew this weekend. Eli and Ella came and spent the weekend. Mm. So I'm tired.
You're tired?
Man. What are their ages? You forget what it's like to have, a 5-year-old and a 9-year-old in the house. And so as I'm going through making sure that the shower's really turned off. Yeah. Like he took a shower, but I'm hearing drip, drip, drip. Like, oh, that's right. He's 9. Okay.
Are they leaving the lights on too?
Lights on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shower was still on. Yeah,
your utility costs for this week will be.
Hershey Kiss wrappers everywhere.
Wow. So chocolate too.
So, well, it's
a little bit of sugar on the side.
I've got like a little Santa sled and then I keep the Hershey's Kisses in it. Yeah. And although there were Hershey's Kisses in it, there aren't anymore. Now there's just a lot of wrappers everywhere down in the little seats. And I would find them here and there. But I was asking him about going to school versus homeschooling. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that he really missed going to school.
Yeah.
And I said, do you miss your friends? He said, yeah, I miss my friends, but I miss going from one room to another,
changing class,
yeah. And having a new environment. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, maybe we could talk to your mom about that, and maybe you could do one class in the living room.
There you go.
Maybe you do one class in the kitchen, and then maybe you could do one class in the bathroom. And he just
that's where I do my show prep. So I mean, it's a great room.
Yeah, don't kid yourself. Most of y'all are taking your phones into the bathroom.
Oh gosh, and have bathroom breaks grown to pandemic? It's just like it used to be a 5-minute spot.
So dirty.
Oh, I don't want to go there.
I know, but you're taking it in the bathroom with you. Of course, it's going to be.
This is one time I like Monk with the handy wipes. Just have a set of handy wipes there.
Well, and
wipe
now,
the phone off.
And now they sell the boxes that you put the phone down in, and it just it just completely sanitizes your phone.
Of course, you can't get handy wipes during the pandemic. They're hard to find.
Okay, so can anybody explain to me why we're seeing a run on toilet paper
again?
And things again. Why are we seeing that?
Well, because we're experiencing the new wave, and the first wave there was no toilet paper or paper towels, and I used to get mine at Sam's. I mean, you still.
But guys, it's still the same. They've rerouted the supply chains. Mm-hmm. So the supplies are going where the first time I understood it, because people had gone from working in buildings to like working elsewhere or working from home.
Right.
And so the chains had to be directed from more industrial to more residential. I got all that. Mm-hmm. I get all that. So routing the food from the restaurants more into the grocery stores.
Yeah.
We've already done that now.
Yeah.
Why are we? It's the same amount of people using the same amount of toilet paper. You stop hoarding stuff.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. Well, a friend of mine reached out to me to tell me that F&L Market had toilet paper. Somebody dropped a whole tractor, half a tractor trailer off there.
And that's why it's important to shop local, folks.
Yeah, it is. And it just happened to be one ply, but one ply is better than no ply. We're trying to work through the one ply at the house. And
are we sure it's better?
Well,
than not having any.
It's questionable.
Because you have to go through like a whole roll.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Mm. And you can't blow your. I mean, I use toilet paper to blow my nose. I mean, that's an event. Sounds like a foghorn going off.
That's like sandpaper. I don't think that's good for you at all.
Yeah.
Probably not good for you.
And Alex Azar, who I am related to, by the way. The Health and Human Services Secretary, I'm related to.
Really?
Yes. But I can't get him to pick his phone up the last, 9 months. He said a long time ago in one of the press conferences that I don't know why people are buying toilet paper. Diarrhea isn't one of the side effects of this pandemic, but people still want to buy toilet paper. And
it's only 6:15 and you use the D word.
What? Which one? I just donut? I didn't bring a donut. Anyway, that's the deal. A lot to talk about, and we'd like to talk to you about some of these things. Christmas, will it be like Thanksgiving in many cases? Some people traveled. Some people chose not to travel. I think the American people are smart enough to figure out, if we're going to do this, talking about putting people in a different room, maybe Grandma and Grandpa will have to be in the room on the side, but we'll go, talk to them through the plexiglass or whatever, but we can be smart about this.
Well, I mean, and some people, you know, ate outside.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, it was warm enough, certainly mild mm-hmm. enough to do that. Of course, we may be rethinking that as we start getting our first snowfall today.
Yeah, but, isn't that the truth?
But people, you know, they raised the windows up mm-hmm. and they did, you know, have the mask and the hand sanitizer and that type thing. It's a very fine balance.
It is.
Between mentally being okay yeah. and physically being okay. The holidays are hard for people anyway.
Sure, sure. The depression rate, suicide rate.
Right.
It all goes up.
So let's, you know, magnify that with a pandemic.
Right. You throw in isolation and, mm-hmm. and you're making it a lot worse.
Yeah. So it's a very fine line. But unlike, you know, the government, we think that you're intelligent enough to make some of those decisions yourself.
Well, and I think Dr. Fauci, if I can stand up for him, I think he is balancing that. I think he's trying to balance it. Some of the other folks aren't. Some of the governors, like California, they're doing more and more lockdowns. You know, Pennsylvania, Michigan, these guys are out of control.
New York.
Yeah, they're out of control. You've got the New York mayor. It's just really tough right now. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, one of the reasons that we're excited about doing this show is we want to give you guys some hope. We're not going to be all doom and gloom. There's going to be some of that because that's in the news. But we want to keep it. We want to keep it light enough to where we can still understand what's going on, but yet go through our day without wanting to drive off the first cliff that we find.
Right. So here's the question. Are you going to do Christmas the way you've always done it, or are you not going to travel right now? We do want you to text us 434-248-0704. If you don't mind, and I appreciate the texts we've had so far and the well wishes, include your name so I can assign your name to your
number. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I always try to do that, so I can call people by name. But we do want to hear from you. 434-248-0704. That's the text number. We also have our studio lines, 434-534-8500, or the toll-free number.
Yeah, the toll-free number, 866-916-3776. And you could be the first one that we put on the air.
Right.
And we're going to find out whether this thing actually works. We haven't tested the phones.
It's true. There
so
is that.
We know that they work, but we haven't put a caller on the air. Ooh, again, and we got our first. I forgot to bring my bell.
It's your bell.
We have our first caller.
You're like a kid. At
I am
Christmas.
Like a kid. Hello, you're on the Morning Jam. Who do we have?
No one, because you haven't potted them up.
Yeah, there they go. Who do we have? Sorry about that. Hello, can you hear us?
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
I'm calling from Florida. Can you guess?
Oh, my gosh. would this be Jim?
This is the real Big Jim.
Yeah, the real Big Jim, my brother.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Jim was on our demo tape that we put together to actually be able to launch this show. And Jim's got a background in journalism, marketing, and so on. So, Jim, I actually know that you and your wife have been potentially battling with the corona. Is that right?
Yes, and it's, you know, the virus, not the beer.
Okay. Although that could be the cure.
Could be.
Well, you never know. But we're doing much better. We are
good.
We have a very smart doctor, very aggressive, jumped on this right away. And she's one of those people that builds your confidence
mm-hmm.
because she's decisive.
Yeah.
And she gets in there and, you know, she's ahead of the curve. She's one of those people that's an A++ student, an A++ doctor.
Yeah.
And she just doesn't mess around,
good.
Which is good for me because I'm kind of indecisive because my I'm a ward guy, not a disease guy.
Right.
So.
And, of course, your
wife. May I interject something totally different?
Yes.
Because, you know, I'm a veteran. This is important to me.
Yeah.
Today is December 7th.
Yes.
Yes.
And our dad, Jim Lamb, was a World War II veteran.
He was.
Died back in 79, with mm-hmm. actually had war-related injuries.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the day they say you will live in infamy.
Yeah.
And I know we still have some World War II guys.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think they were the greatest generation. They made sacrifices. And this is the day when I worked at the newspaper, I always made sure there was something on the page, the front page, in recognition of what they did.
Right. Well, I appreciate that, Jim.
I mean,
and even more related to Virginia is the fact that the National Museum of the United States Army, which is in, I think, Fairfax, if I'm remembering that correctly, just opened on Veterans Day.
Oh, wow.
So if you are in that area, probably a half-hour drive from D.C., and this is the only... there's a lot of museums in the United States that are dedicated to some aspect of the Army. It could be, you know, the Signal Corps. It could be the medics. I mean, there's a whole slew of them. There's a World War II museum down in, I think, New Orleans. But this one is dedicated just to the Army. I happened to do a couple articles for their launching magazine. And there were things I did not know, the depth and breadth of what the Army has developed. One of the things, like, you really have the Weather Service because of what the Army tried to keep up with the weather. And so that is a side benefit when people, the reason you look on your TV and find out about a hurricane or a snowstorm is because back in the old days, the Army was trying to keep up with weather forecasts. And there's story after story after story, whether it's medicine, whether it's weapons, whether it's medical evacs in the field. It's all up there in the museum. And I, Lord willing, in the creek don't rise, I'm going to make it up there someday and visit it. Because I remember when you took me to the Vietnam Memorial, that's still...
yeah, that was quite a day.
Yeah. Boy,
what was that, 20 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and for us,
I just like yesterday, when you run your fingers across those names,
yeah,
unbelievable. Anyway, I've talked too much, but I did wanted to get that plug in there because a lot of places, a lot of you young kids, but not me, will remember Pearl Harbor Day and how it formed an entire generation.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy, thank you so much for calling in.
Well, and the
hey, listen, I'm excited. I don't get up this early for anybody.
I know that. All right, bud.
We'll
talk to you later. My brother Jim calling in from Florida, which means the stream is working, Janet, although this mic stand is not. Go ahead.
National D-Day Memorial, of course, does a fantastic job with honoring our World War II veterans as well, and they are open. You know, a lot of people assume that a lot of these places are closed. They are not, and there are still ways to plan your visit. They did a virtual observance on Veterans Day, which I think you can still go to dday.org, and you can still watch that.
Gotcha.
So this would be an appropriate day to do that, I think.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
We are joined in the studio by Greg Walker. He is the general manager, dealer operator, and part owner at Feller's Chevrolet.
So, Greg, 32 years at Feller's Chevrolet.
Yeah, I don't look at
Main Street in Alta Vista. You don't look at it at all. But I mean, you talk about the technology, but has anything changed, though, as far as people and their buying habits? Like, what's changed over the past few decades?
Really not a whole lot as far as people. Like I say, the buying process has changed just because of the internet and the information available to everyone, which is a good thing. And it's made our job much easier because you just have to be priced competitively. And there's really not a whole lot of negotiation. But as far as the people, they're just looking for that good deal and the security of the purchase.
They're more informed than they were.
Much more.
But you all are still hoping to make a customer for life. If they have a great car buying experience, they'll tell their family members and they will tell their friends, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we have a lot of customers that repeat, do service work there, and their families buy. That's what really helps us a lot, being in a small community.
And now also, you will buy or appraise cars for people even if they are not going to buy from you?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You can get whatever information you want from us. We're not going to back off of that because that's important. Even if you found a vehicle somewhere else and you're not sure if you're getting treated right, we'll gladly sit and talk with you. course, we would love you to buy from us.
Well,
but
sure.
I've had people buy somewhere else because of a vehicle they found that just fit, but it talked with us. And then their wife later buys a vehicle from us because they just enjoyed the experience. We know we can't sell everybody.
I've been speaking here with Greg Walker. He's the GM at Feller's Chevrolet. They're on Main Street in Alta Vista. How do people find you online and give you a call if they want to get in touch with you, Greg?
You just Google Feller's Chevrolet. It's fellersdirect.com. All our pricing, all our information is on the web. And then our phone number is 434-369-5631.
Greg Walker with Feller's Chevrolet. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
When it comes to choosing a college, campus visits are important. But 2020 has made it tough to tour your top picks. At Liberty University, we understand, so we offer a variety of visiting opportunities. Tour campus from home with a virtual tour, or visit campus for a few hours for a daily campus tour. Dig a little deeper with Experience LU, a single-day event where you'll tour campus, meet with faculty and staff, and sample on-campus dining locations. Pick your perfect visit by texting VISIT to 49596. Again, that's VISIT to 49596.
At AquaTrek Adventures, your fun is our business. Step away from the hustle and bustle of your everyday life and come experience the kaleidoscope of life and colors underwater. Our tri-scuba session will introduce you to diving before you take a full open water class. This begins your journey to spectacular oceanic and aquatic scenes. AquaTrek Adventures, 30 Mill Lane in Salem, behind Sheets on West Main Street.
The Morning Jam. We're going to be heavy on the music, Janet.
For more than one reason.
Yes. We love music.
And of course, it's called Jam for Janet Mark.
Yeah, that's right. There's so many play on words there.
It is. It's true.
I have a story about this song just quickly. My first job in radio, I was doing Music of Your Life, WLLL. And at a certain time, the news would come on. And then it would go back into Doris Day and Frank Sinatra and so on. So okay. My first day at the job. What?
Your first job in radio was at a Music of Your Life station?
I was a board op. I changed carts. When it was 8 o'clock, I pulled Bob out of all the carts and I put Debbie in all the carts.
Gotcha.
Automation was a lot different back then. But anyway, so my first job, Bob Abbott was my boss. And so... anyway, it switches coming out of the news. All of a sudden, Barracuda starts playing.
Nice.
So I run down the hall to Glenn Conley in the FM WGOL, and I said, Glenn, do we change formats at 7 o'clock? And Glenn says, you didn't switch the switcher? I said, what switcher? He says, you have to go back and flip the dip switch. Come with me. And we run down the back, the old building on Radio Lane, now where Lay's Potato Chips is. So he's back there flipping switches and all this kind of stuff. Of course, they didn't train me to do that. And I thought surely I would lose my job in radio on my first day as a simple board op. So I don't know what happened there, but I was able to do it from then on out and worked it out. So
very nice.
That song has a special meaning to me.
We had an overnight guy who would hijack the format. In the middle of the night and would play rap music.
Oh, really?
On a light AC station. Oh my gosh. So, and I was coming back from a concert and I hear this like really, really, I mean, it was hardcore rap. And I'm like, what is going on? And I called and yeah, sure enough, that's what had happened. So,
do you know his name? Or are you allowed to say it?
Well, he was DJ Bud. No, Disco Bud.
Disco Bud.
His name was Disco Bud. And then, as he was trying to update his sound, he became MC Bud. So
what's
that's a true story.
Wow. What's the Bud part? Was that his first name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, a quick thank you to those of you who've been checking in with us by text and making us feel so welcome. Trucker B, good to hear from you. Gary, Janice, very good to know that you're listening. You can text us at 434-248-0704. The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
CBS News Brief. More than a million new coronavirus infections have been reported in the U.S. since December 1st. Hospitalizations tripled in California in a month. New lockdowns kicked in the state at midnight. Michael Huddleston owns a restaurant in Riverside.
There's a lot of hypocrisy going on, but that's because people that are making the rules don't own a restaurant. They don't know what's going on.
Rudy Giuliani tests positive for COVID. CBS's Nicole Killian.
President Trump was one of the first to tweet about Giuliani's diagnosis and said he hopes the 76-year-old gets better soon. The president's personal attorney traveled to several states last week trying to persuade lawmakers to reverse their election results. He did not wear a mask in some of those hearings.
CBS News confirms President-elect Biden will nominate California Attorney General Javier Becerra to head Health and Human Services and the director of Infectious Diseases at Mass General to lead the CDC. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Virginia Department of Health thanks you for wearing a mask, washing your hands, and staying 6 feet away from others. Your continued help can reduce the spread of COVID-19. For the latest updates, visit vdh.virginia.gov.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Holt with Apex Home Loans. Are you thinking of buying a home or refinancing the one you already own? Then you need to think about choosing the right lender to work with. You want a lender who's extremely knowledgeable, ethical, and experienced. We offer cutting-edge technology to help make this process around your busy schedule. I'm available to meet in person, or if you prefer, you can do most things online. I'm available when you need me, including after 5 and on the weekends. Call me for a free detailed analysis of your loan needs. You can relax because I'm with you night and day and every step of the way. And my goal is to make this process fit your style and your schedule. Ready to start your Apex experience? Call me, Rhonda Holt, today at 434-221-6361 or go online at www.apexhomeloans.com/Rhonda-Holt.
Rhonda Holt, NMLS number 217259, Equal Housing Opportunity. Apex Home Loans, NMLS number 2884, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
I was so cold, my feet were icing up. I need my house to be warm. What to do? So I called Mills, and they said to me, we'll bring comfort to you.
Mills Heating and Air Conditioning.
We bring comfort to you.
Have you had the Mills Fall Safety Check? Be safe. For only $79, Mills will perform their 21-point safety check. Plus, get $150 off the Rheem Halo Whole Home In-Duct Air Purifier, the best solution for whole house air purification.
I was so cold, my feet were icing up. I need my house to be warm. What to do? So I called Mills, and they said to me, we'll bring comfort to you. We bring comfort to you.
A precise trim leads to a professional-looking lawn. You can have it thanks to Millerbilt Outdoor Equipment. Cut grass, not quality, with the Toro Zero-Turn Riding Mower featuring Pro DNA, a mower that gives you a professional-looking cut. You'll even enjoy cutting your lawn after you visit Millerbilt Outdoor Equipment. No kidding, with Toro's MyRide suspension system that keeps you comfortable over the roughest terrain. Visit Millerbilt Outdoor Equipment on 12th Street in Lynchburg and ask about their winter preventative maintenance specials running December 1st through February 28th. Step into the fast lane Monday through Friday afternoons from 5 to 6 as we talk tech, UVA, Liberty, and more. So join us on the CBS Sports Radio Lynchburg app. Ask Alexa and Google Home stream CBS Sports Radio Lynchburg. And of course, 93.3 FM, 1320 AM Lynchburg.
All right, fellas. Let's go. All right, Janet. 6:35 on the morning jam. Mark and Janet, or Janet and Mark, that spells jam, I hear.
It does.
And we have some jam that we're going to be giving away, I hear.
I know.
Isn't that cool?
That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Hey, if you haven't liked us on Facebook yet, you need to go ahead and do that and make sure you look us up and like us accordingly, because we would love to hear from you. Just look for The Morning Jam on VTRN, and that'll get you in there. Also, we've started a group page for Five and Dine. Janet's Five and Dine is going to be back.
It's back.
It's back.
All right.
Baby. We're doing it.
With vengeance or more calories, maybe.
And we're getting some text in. Now, when you text today, if you would include your name so I can connect that to the numbers, because I spent so much time with these listeners, and so I had all of their names in, so I'm going to have to kind of redo that.
Sure.
We got this text in, said, "Hey, Janet, what's your opinion about all this election mess? Was there fraud? Did Donald get screwed?" Well, there you go. How do you really feel? Was there fraud? Yes, there was fraud.
Yeah, there was
absolutely
definitely fraud.
There was fraud.
At what level was the fraud?
Right. I mean, fraud is fraud.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think it's not fraud like the Russians are interfering.
Right.
And we feel like they're interfering. And this is a very different kind of fraud because it's homegrown fraud, which I find, frankly, more disturbing.
Domestic fraud.
Yeah.
Kind of like domestic terrorism.
The Russians are doing their job.
Yeah.
It's their job to mess with us.
Oh, yeah,
it's our job to mess with them. That's what countries do. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that's what they do. I think there's absolutely fraud. Now, that being said, I think this thing has to play out, and I think that that going kicking and screaming and, you know, clutching the bust of Thomas Jefferson as, you know, Donald is being drug out of the White House, I don't think that's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
At all. So, and it's just really, really strange because did you see the comments that AOC was making?
I can only imagine.
Well, it's I'm gonna pull it up because I want to make sure that
correctly. Let me mention in Pennsylvania, 64 GOP lawmakers have sent a letter to Congress to block the electoral votes from going to Biden. Now that's interesting. You've got a Republican, you know, House up there, but you have a Democratic governor who's been pretty tough because I still have people that live up there. And it's been really hard to be in that state this last, 10 months. But we're going to see what happens. It's multiple Pennsylvania politicians have already announced they will not stand in the way of certifying. So Pennsylvania has its own little civil war going on, and that's happening in many states. I watched the debate last night on CNN of all places because, what is their phrase? I don't know. News you can trust or something. I was disappointed, but not surprised. They played the debate, and Loeffler was asked a question about some possible, going behind the scenes and profiting from stocks and that kind of thing. And they asked her the direct question, and she says, "I want to save America. I just want to save America."
Which isn't an answer.
Right.
That's not an answer.
No, it's not.
And the problem is, I think there is a significant number of people, including people in Washington, who have taken the attitude of the ends justifies the means.
Right.
That it's okay to twist figures around, and it's okay to miss because we're doing what's better overall.
Right.
For everyone.
Right.
Well, it doesn't work that way. That's not how it works.
Right.
Or maybe it is working that way. Right. I don't know.
I'm really concerned about this election in Georgia. The Democrats have really done a super good job in portraying the two different Republican candidates down there. And I'm telling you, Perdue did not even show up for his debate. He didn't show up for the debate, his last one before the election in November, and he didn't show up to this one. Why? Why aren't you showing up to the debates? Because when you don't show up, they can paint you in whatever light they want to paint you.
And you're basically giving them permission to do that.
Right. So why not show up at the debate? It's really silly. As a matter of fact, they put this commercial together. I want you to hear it, Janet. It's done really well. We don't have the cartoon to go with it, but
maybe we can post it on our Facebook.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube. And they've painted these guys with Grinch-colored faces sitting in a limo. And just listen to it.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, as Georgia turns blue. Most Georgians were suffering, apart from these two. That is, Looting Loeffler and Chicken Perdue. Their stockings were stuffed from the stocks that they sold when they heard COVID was coming before we were told. They sold shares in casinos, airlines, TJ Maxx, and invested in drugs and in medical masks.
They bought stocks that would rise, sold stocks that would fall. It could be their hearts were two sizes too small. They played down the virus, said we'd all be fine, while Leffler bought a jet on the taxpayer's dime. And don't get me started on Chicken Perdue. How chicken is he? A debate he won't do. So come one, come all, let's...
Anyways, you get the idea. And it's done really well. I don't know who did their cartoons for it, but it was done well, it was funny, and it made the point.
Chicken yeah. Perdue.
Well, doesn't Perdue make a chicken? I mean,
that's
Perdue
chickens. It's the Perdue family.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what... And he's probably with the Perdue family.
Yeah.
Would be my guess. Yeah, that is pretty well done. But I will say this. Is that really something that they want to start? Do they really want to start that war?
Mm-hmm.
You started about talking about profiting off of doom and gloom.
Tell me a politician that doesn't.
Yeah, let's take a look at Pelosi's investments over the past year or so and see what that looks like. That's gonna be interesting to see.
She's the one that has the $40,000 freezer. You know, I mean, my brother, not the one we heard from earlier, my other brother who's in construction, Doug, was saying, oh, no, that's not a $10,000 freezer. That's more like a $40,000 freezer.
I did confirm the Georgia senator doesn't have any affiliation with Perdue.
He doesn't.
Not the Perdue family.
Well, I think he's been adopted based on his actions. And I'm going to beat up. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, Janet,
hey,
and
Perdue
I.
Perdue has a good quality product.
Oh, they do.
I'm
they do.
Saying.
I'm not going after the chickens. I'm going after the weakling down there in Georgia.
Well, the communications department with Perdue's chicken is wanting to make sure everybody knows that they have no affiliation with Senator David
right.
Perdue.
That's right. Janet and I will equally go after Democrats and Republicans. It really doesn't matter to me. I want a man or a woman up there that's willing to stand and have some kind of backbone. I don't know what it is that when you make it into D.C., you've got a strong will and a good strong back, and you just become a weenie after a while.
Well, Jay says that the problem in Georgia is that the Democrats are absolutely horrible, but the Republicans don't exactly smell like a rose, pardon the pun.
Yeah.
Just hope Georgians choose the lesser of the evils. How do we get to this point?
I'm tired of the lesser of the
evils. Lesser of the evils.
You know?
It's exhausting.
It is exhausting.
I mean, we've been doing this for... How did we get to this place to where... When I first started voting...
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like that was my choice. I felt really good about, you know, where I was going. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it's like, well, this person isn't that bad, but they're not as bad as I don't know how we got here.
Yeah. I'm
other
really,
than good people just don't want to run for office because they don't want to be affiliated with that.
Well, the money is so... I mean, follow the money. If you follow the money, I mean, when you have special interest groups literally write some of our legislation. And when Congress decides, hey, we're going to decide to do this, a bunch of people show up with documents out the wazoo, or it's on a thumb drive now, I guess, and say, well, we've already written it for you. And Nancy goes...
And people are so lazy that they're like, okay.
And Nancy goes, well, we won't know what's in it until we pass it.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
So the money is the problem in D.C. It has been. I mean, watching Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, the movie, is in black and white. That tells you how old that movie is. And it talks about corruption back then. So it's always been part of what goes on in Washington, D.C. And I know Washington...
It's what goes on in... With power.
Power, right. It's power, tied to power. You're right.
Absolute power, absolutely corrupt.
Corrupts. You're absolutely right.
And so, you know, we have a lot of that that's going on, for sure.
So, I'm thinking, if you'd like to call us, 434-534-8500 in Lynchburg area, and then toll-free 866-916-3776. Give us your thoughts on... what we're talking about here.
Right.
I mean, the money issue, the corruption, can that be remedied? Or are we going to have to deal with this from the rest of our lives? I mean, is it baked in? Or can it be changed? I think Trump was a disruptor.
But what bothers me is even the people, and this can be said for Trump too, they know that their representatives are behaving badly, But it's like parents with spoiled children. Mm. It's like they make excuses for them.
Yeah.
And well, I know, but it's my child. So we're going to, I mean, you look, AOC got voted in again.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
After she ruined that deal with Amazon, too, which could have employed over 10,000 people in her area.
It could have, but, you know, at the same time, she did pass that $15 minimum wage that put a lot of people out of work. So,
right.
You know, at least she has her strengths.
Right.
I don't know that they're really what they're looking for. But, and yet, she keeps getting voted in.
Right.
I mean, oh, my word. The idea of her. She's young.
Oh, yeah.
The idea of her being able to do damage for another 20, 30 years.
Yeah. And the squad, my understanding is the squad is growing up there in D.C. So yeah, they're all young, and they're women that have a mission. And we need to find some good, strong, conservative women that have a mission that are willing to go. And I think that happened. I mean, we won 12 seats back. The Republicans won 12 seats. So it was no blue wave. It was a little bit of a, you know, maybe a Republican splash. I don't know. But we're not going to have the White House. And there's a good chance we won't have the Senate the way things are going down in Georgia. If you guys watched any of that debate, or you've been keeping up, because this is going, a lot hinges really on what happens in Georgia. And I would say,
and at this point, I think those are the fights that we need to be fighting,
right?
Because at this point, Trump's not gonna be able to stay in the White House.
Right.
He's just not,
right?
Nobody hates to say President-elect Biden. Actually, it's not so much President-elect Biden as it is Vice President-elect Harris that bothers me less than I do, but that's where we are, and that's what we have to deal with. But that's why that this situation in Georgia is more important than it's ever been before. Well, talking on something a little more optimistic, did you go to any of the Christmas parades this weekend? This was a big Christmas parade weekend. Lots of they look different.
Yeah.
Drive-through Christmas parades, it just seemed odd. I participated in a drive-through Halloween event.
Okay.
A trick-or-treating event. And that was kind of fun. Everybody kind of decorated, and then they just drove through, and you gave out the candy that way.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of the way this was. Certainly not your grandma's Christmas parade. But it looked like a lot of people were participating. A little bit later on in the show, we're going to be talking to a local business who has created quite the drive-through lights for people to take in and enjoy. We'll find out why they're doing that. And, I mean, they've did a lot of work to get that thing going. We'll talk with Josh Stamm about that a little bit later on.
Did South Boston sort of have this little parade? And involved
well,
an airplane.
I don't know that South Boston had a parade. we did have a story out of South Boston where state police are, I think they're still investigating. If you were driving on 501 in South Boston, you may or may not have seen 501 become a landing strip yesterday afternoon. Apparently, the landing was made due to a fuel pump problem. Now, I hope it wasn't just the fact that they forgot to fill up before they left.
The truth.
That'd be me if I drove a plane. Oh, shoot, my light's on. What am I going to do? Good news is there were no injuries reported.
Good.
And the only part of the plane that was damaged was the right wing. It struck a mailbox on the way down. Oops.
Wow. That would be interesting to have.
I hate it when that happens.
We used to use baseball bats. Now they're using plane wings to
you
knock.
You never would have.
Okay, maybe I didn't.
Call Janet and Mark, 434-534-8500, or toll free, 866-916-3776. Call The Morning Jam. The Morning Jam.
Yeah.
Is your church, business, or nonprofit in the market for a new copier? Old Dominion Imaging Systems knows you can't beat their price and service. Right now, Old Dominion Imaging Systems has killer prices on Ricoh repos from $29.95 to $39.95, depending on the size you need, and that includes service, installation, and networking. But with only about two dozen ready to go, these deals are first come, first get. So call Old Dominion Imaging Systems at 434-610-7642 and visit copyodis.com to get the copier you need.
WDBJ Weather brought to you by the information stations of the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Snow showers continue through the morning hours. I'm meteorologist Ian Cassette. A quick-hitting system passes through this morning, leading to snow, and not a whole lot of it, probably a half inch or less, with cloudy skies gradually clearing out into the afternoon and a high near 38 degrees. Overnight, partly cloudy with some flurries possible with a low around 25 degrees. Then Tuesday, sunshine with a high near 46 degrees with a breezy west wind and a low near 24 degrees Tuesday night under mostly clear skies.
Temperatures are in the low 30s. And he did. I haven't had breakfast yet.
You want a Vegemite sandwich?
Well,
hey, so you played Land Down Under.
Mm-hmm.
I have to ask, have you seen Bondi Rescue? Do you know what Bondi Rescue is?
I do not.
My Mark is a little obsessed with Bondi Rescue.
Okay.
They are professional lifeguards in Australia. And it's kind of like, real life Baywatch without the chicks running in slow motion.
Well, then it's not Baywatch.
Well, I'm just saying. It might be some eye candy for the girls,
okay,
though. But, so it's called Bondi Rescue, if you're into that kind of thing. It's really, I just love the way they talk. So I can watch it, if only for that. they just spend an hour of them telling people, please don't be stupid. Which is kind of like what we do in many cases. Some days. Please don't be dumb. Don't be dumb.
Don't be dumb. 6:53 here on The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark. We're so glad that you're listening to us this morning. We did a lot of promotion on Facebook, and we got a lot of hits. So I'm going to assume, Janet, that we have a few people out there listening.
Oh, yeah. We've heard from Chris just now. He texted in. You can text in 434-248-0704 and join in the conversation. We want you to do that. And like I say, I feel like I'm having a big old family reunion over here in the texting.
I can't see your screen, so I can't see who's checking in on us.
I know. I'm greedily keeping it to myself, I guess. But you can also call us.
Yeah. 534 in Lynchburg, 434-534-8500, or toll free 866-916-3776. Talked about a lot of stuff this morning already. A plane landing in South Boston.
Yeah.
Parades. Uh-huh. The pandemic, which is just seems to be out there all the time. And we've been able to thankfully avoid it.
It doesn't seem to be slowing people down. I mean, I did a little shopping this weekend, and people were out and about doing their Christmas shopping. Everybody was masked up,
right,
and kind of keeping to themselves, which is a good thing. Are you okay with the mask? I know there's some people who are still like, I'm not wearing that mask.
I had a friend that commented on one of the videos we put up, because it was one of the videos where I talked and the guy had a mask.
Yeah.
And he was just wearing it because he was on a dusty road.
Right.
He said, I like the video, everything but the mask. And this is a friend of mine that I love and respect a lot.
Right.
And he's just not going to wear one. He is not being able to go to doctor's appointments because he doesn't wear one.
He won't go to a doctor's appointment.
Mm-hmm.
That's his line in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it is interesting.
Very interesting.
And then I have some friends that feel strongly about it, but they will do it to be able to go in places and
well, because I mean, and we've talked about this, and I'm sure we'll talk about it some more, but when you've got local businesses who are just trying to survive,
yeah,
and they're just trying to make it, and one of the requirements by you know, Sir Ralph Northam is the mask mandate.
Yeah.
I can wear a mask for 15 minutes to go in and support my local business. And I mean, do I think it helps? I don't know. I don't know if it helps or not, but I will say this. I have a son who's immune compromised because of medication that he has to take. And even in cold and flu season, I would wear masks when we were at a peak in cold and flu season. Mm-hmm. And I take a flu shot now. I never took a flu shot, but I do now. And I do it for him.
Right.
To me, it's not a big deal. Now, an untested, untried vaccine? Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
Well, we'll talk about that maybe next hour, how some of the former vice presidents have decided to line up and be guinea pigs, I guess, for the virus. But
and that's great if you're comfortable doing that
or the vaccine,
then you can, you know, and that's great. And that's what's great about living in America.
And I don't want to be accused of being a politician, so I will answer your question directly. I don't have a problem wearing it. I'm married to a nurse practitioner. So there's plenty of hand sanitizer and masks to go around in my house and my vehicles and so on and so forth. And, you know, I've had heart surgery, so I am more susceptible to getting this.
Sure.
So I have to be a little more careful, and I am. And I mean, I don't go crazy with it, and I'm not going to judge you if you don't want to do it. But, you know, we were in a place of a business place just this past Friday that is having some issues with masks and could be facing fines if the patrons decide not to wear them. So we want to make sure our businesses, especially our restaurants, because I love to eat, and I want to make sure they're already struggling, that wear the mask until you get to your seat and take it off. I mean, that's all 20 or 30 feet.
Right.
You know, that's all we're asking.
You can do that. We can all do that. And I think it's important to realize that, especially right now, especially as we're heading into pandemic time that we've been going through for the past year, that it's important for us to come together as a community and take care of one another.
Right, exactly.
And yeah, there are going to be times when you know, you'll make compromises in areas where maybe you didn't think that you would.
Right.
But it's sometimes it's compromise that moves us along.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
So sometimes we need to do that. And there are lines in the sand for everybody.
Sure,
for
sure.
Me, the mask isn't the line.
It's not for me. And
you
want
to put a chip in my hand, it's going to be a different story.
Yeah, I've talked to Bill Gates about that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he wants to chip everyone.
Yeah, in my cold dead hand, that's where you'll put that chip. but a mask, you know.
And as I recall, I was only able to count down like three numbers when they put me under for my heart surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember, because I had the good fortune of one of my old neighbors was on my team, and she held my hand until I finally went under 3 to 4 seconds. And I looked up, and I think they all had masks on.
Yeah, that's how that works.
So,
yeah.
Robin literally touched my heart. So,
literally.
Hi, Robin, if you're listening.
Hey, we'd love to get you in on the conversation. Text us and let us know that you're out there. 434-248-0704. We would love to hear from you.
That's right. And you can check us out when you go to the Facebook page by going to see. Let's see. It's Morning Jam on VTRN. Morning Jam. Mm-hmm. On VTRN, type that in your search window and like us while you're there. And I believe we even have some school closings up there on our Facebook.
Yeah, we do. Okay. It's hard to believe that they're closed with this little skiff of snow. But hey, welcome to winter in the South.
Amen.